Well, the opening ceremony of the Commonwealth Games took place last night, as you might have heard, with all that shuttle bus drama. Prince Charles and the Duchess of Cornwall flew into the Gold Coast from Clarence House to be welcomed by an adoring crowd. But what do the Commonwealth Games mean to Australians now? With Australia pretty close to becoming a republic and seeking a more benevolent relationship with its first Australians, the Games feel a bit like an imperial hangover. Can Australia progress towards being a fair and equal society if we continue to participate in the Commonwealth Games? To discuss this question, we are joined now by Dr. Andy Fuller, the Honorary Research Fellow at the University of Melbourne, to talk about the Commonwealth Games. Thanks very much for joining us this morning, Andy.
My pleasure, Sam.
So, the original purpose of the Commonwealth Games was to maintain imperial prestige and cement cultural bonds across the British Empire. Is that still hold up today? Is that still what it's all about?
Well, it still does to a degree. Unfortunately, Australia cannot extricate itself from this colonial hangover. And I guess I started thinking about this when I saw the impending games, and I thought, oh my goodness, how come we're still involved? How come we're so involved in an uncritical manner? And I started to think, well, maybe the Commonwealth Games has another function, and that is to give host cities an opportunity to rebrand themselves and to put themselves on the scene as a wonderful sporting city, a tourist attraction. And the Gold Coast is doing a lot in this area, in this space at the moment, with its football club, the Gold Coast Suns, and its holding of the Gold Coast Marathon, which is a very big event, and of course the Commonwealth Games. So it's a rebranding process.
It's a bit like the Olympic Games, but with colonialism.
It's Olympic Games with colonialism. And last night I had the misfortune of seeing some of the opening ceremony and hearing that the head of the Commonwealth Games believing that, yes, the Commonwealth Games does have an opportunity to maintain its position as one of the leading sports competitions. Well, I don't think so. I think the Commonwealth Games is just an opportunity for Australian athletes to play the role of flat track bullies against smaller nations.
So now the Commonwealth Games have been often protested and, justifiably by Indigenous Australians whenever they come to our shores. What have been the federal and state government response to these protests?
Well, I think what happens is that these protesters, whether Indigenous or Indigenous supporters, are just marginalised as being as representing like a disaffected section of Australian society. But the truth is that these protesters, who put themselves at risk, play a major role in shaping the discourse on what Australian society should be. For example, in 2006 in Melbourne, there was that 60-day protest in the King's Domain, and some 10 years down the track, we see Australia Day protests attended by 20,000 people. So I think these people do deserve credit for helping really shift and attract attention to the issues of Indigenous Australia.
So sportsmen like Adam Goods and Greg Inglis, the racial slurs that have been hurled at them reveal that there's still obviously a lot of people in this country who do hold significantly racist views about Indigenous Australians. Why do you think sport brings these views out into the open so easily, whereas they're often kept hidden in other areas of society?
Well, Indigenous Australians have long been successful on the sports field. As you said, rugby league, Australian rules football. But we also like our athletes to be to toe the party line, and to basically shut up and be good footballers, but or rugby players. But as soon as they speak out of line, like Adam Goods did back in 2013 and onwards, they end up being turned into villains. Adam Goods was a regular great player, but then specifically down here in Melbourne, when he started speaking out against racism, he was turned into some kind of a villain.
Yeah. And on the reconciliation side of it, the 2018 Games have proposed a reconciliation action plan to address the relationship between the British Empire and Indigenous Australians. What, you know, how likely is this to help?
Well, obviously, these organizing committees are increasingly smart about how to go about things. I am curious to find out whether or not how many Indigenous people were involved in the actual lobbying to get to actually hold the games. And I'm also just had this fanciful idea of what about the Indigenous athletes in Australia's team actually representing their own nation rather than the Australian nation as some kind of idea to put forward. But we also saw last night Prince Charles didn't acknowledge the traditional owners of the land, which I think is clear enough about where the politics of the Commonwealth Games lie.
Well, in that sense, the question is also, when you watch sport like this, are you supporting then, you know, the values behind it by just watching it, or, you know, otherwise are you just enjoying good sport? So, like, how should we feel watching it? It's always hard to know.
I think oftentimes what happens, as we saw in the Olympics in Brazil, there are protests, etc., leading up to it. But once the fun and games begins, once the sport starts, there oftentimes is a really diminishing aspect of resistance to them, and it's hard. I will watch, I guess, some events, but it's increasingly squeamish for me to watch in any moment. But sometimes I just watch such events just to see how the political performance is played out and how the nationalism is celebrated.
Andy, do you have any advice for listeners who may want to lower the squeamishness they might feel enjoying the Commonwealth Games? What can they do?
I would say turn down the volume and put on AB Original and listen to that instead while watching some of the sport.
All right. Thank you. That's good advice. Thank you very much, Andy, for joining us this morning to speak about it.
My pleasure.